Harlequin Audio is proud to bring you Jefferson Blythe, Esquire, by Josh Lanyon, performed by Aaron Landon. It's here again, all the fun and excitement of getting ready for a trip to Europe. There's special excitement, of course, because this is going to be a special kind of trip. But then every trip abroad is special. Esquire's Europe in Style, 1960. Chapter 1.
That is a brilliant disguise. I glanced down and met the bright blue gaze of a girl. She was about my age, or maybe a little older, 23, 24. Masses of curly platinum hair, a fierce nose that was too big for her thin face, a wide mouth painted tangerine. I smiled. I didn't know what she was talking about, but something about her reminded me of Amy. If Amy hadn't been Amy. No, that wasn't fair, because Amy was pretty and this girl really wasn't, although she definitely had something. She looked at me with bright expectation, and that was confusing because girls like her did not expect much from boys, men, like me. That's not a complaint, by the way. Anyway, we were standing in the middle of Heathrow Airport, and I was trying to figure out where I was. I mean, I was in London, obviously, England, but it was like I'd stepped off the plane into a different world, onto a different planet, a very busy, very noisy planet, where the natives did not speak my language. That's because people in England do not speak English, or at least not the same English that you and I speak. Of course, in fairness, no one can ever understand anything being said over airport loudspeakers.
A bow tie would have been even better, the girl offered. Her smile was sly, knowing. A bow tie would suit you.
Okay, so now I knew she was making fun of me. I smiled again to show I could take a joke, tugged down the brim of my hat, which I was already feeling a little self-conscious about. I'm not really the kind of guy who wears hats, and started walking. She walked with me. People passed us, coming and going, lugging guitars and backpacks or wheeling luggage and children. Heathrow is one of the busiest airports in the world.
Where are we going? The blonde girl asked.
I'm improvising. As a matter of fact, I did have a list. A partial list which included, in no particular order, the British Museum, Soho, the Victoria and Albert Museum, Ministry of Sound, Claridge's, the Savoy, the London Eye, the Tower of London, the Globe Theatre. Since I only had 4 days in England, there was no way I was going to get to everything, but that was okay. The idea was to explore, investigate, broaden my horizons, or at least get the hell out of Dodge for a while. She put a hand on my arm.
I think we should go somewhere quiet, don't you?
I paused, looked at her in alarm. Surely not. Her makeup was kind of dramatic and her lacy black top was pretty sheer, but no. No, she was not professional. Just persistent. Actually, I'm meeting some people, I said apologetically, though I'm not sure what I was apologizing for. She laughed outright.
I should think so.
This was getting strange. Stranger. I said,
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Her brows drew together.
What are you?
I missed the rest of it, as overhead, a blurred female voice delivered some vital piece of information that no one could make out. There was no mistaking my new friend's expression, though. She looked alarmed and then increasingly angry.
Suitcase! You've got the hat! She said as the voice above us cut off. If you're planning to...
Another overhead announcement. This time the voice was male, but the message remained garbled. I thought it might be a good idea to bounce, and I smiled, nodded, and turned away. Tightly clutching my suitcase, I hurriedly resumed my search for the-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?